There's a new poll out that puts some hard data behind what many people have sensed for some time now, that the U.S. is in the midst of a surge of concern about the environment. The nationwide poll of 1,000 adults was conducted for the Yale Center for Environmental Law and Policy. Professor Daniel Esty is the center's director, and he joins me now. Welcome to Living on Earth.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So what's the big headline here?
The big headline is that the American public cares a lot about climate change. And it seems like the folks in Washington haven't gotten that story yet. But across the board, in every demographic group, in every section of the country, east, west, north, and south, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, we see people care about action on climate change.
So going down some of the specific questions you got answered, here's one. You asked people if they thought the country was in as much danger from environmental hazards such as air pollution and global warming as it is from terrorism. And the answer was?
An overwhelming yes. 63% agreed with the statement that the country's in as much danger from environmental threats, particularly global warming, as it is from terrorism. And obviously, they're weighing things that are very hard to compare. But to have 63% of the people say that this is as big a deal, that is, the environment issues, as terrorism, is striking. And I think it does reflect a sea change in attitudes that's really emerged in the last year. We now have people saying that they really do fear this, and they care a lot about getting action taken. So you've got terrorism, obviously, as a front burner issue, and climate change has emerged right behind it.
Now, what about gender? How do women respond to climate change as opposed to men?
Fascinating issue. We see across the board on all environment issues, but on this one in particular, that there's quite a sharp gender break. And 10 to 15% more women want action on every issue, including this one, than men. We've seen it in our prior polls, and we see it very strongly here. And maybe it's a focus on the future. Maybe it's a concern about their children, about their children's children, and the world they'll have to live in. But it very much is a question, I think, here of getting people to think not about today and tomorrow or next year, but about where they're going over the course of their lives.
How much faith do Americans put in the president when it comes to the stewardship of the environment or action on climate change?
Well, the president's numbers have plummeted to a really strikingly low rate. You've got only at this point 15% of the public that say they have a lot of trust in President Bush on environment. And that is way down from our prior polling and really striking. And frankly, the whole Congress is Democrats and Republicans have seen their numbers plunge. And I think it does reflect a frustration with what's going on in Washington. There obviously is a partisan breakdown, and the public wants action, and they're not getting it.
How much faith are Americans putting into the news media's coverage of environmental issues and climate change?
Well, this is another very striking piece of development. There's really been a plummeting degree of confidence in the media presenting a fair and accurate picture of this issue set. In terms of confidence in the nightly news, only 50%, down from 69% 2 years ago, have confidence that the major outlets will tell us the story straight.
What happened?
Well, I think there has been a growing dissatisfaction with the way the media has presented this issue. There's been a real effort in the media to try and present it as a complicated story with two sides, and they present opponents of climate change as often as they present those that are saying it's an issue. And I think the public has now concluded that there is a real problem here. Whether Al Gore has it all right, they don't care. But the basic contours of the issue, they now believe, are real and deserve action. And I think they're tired of media presentations that act as though there's a real debate going on.
Were you concerned by any of these results? Anything here kind of upset you when you saw it?
Well, I think this poll shows that the American public does care about environment issues. And there's been a long period of time where the public was thought to be not very focused on environment, not very concerned. And I think this suggests that's wrong. I do think the lack of confidence in the political leadership in this country is worrisome. I do believe that while the business community has an important role to play and each of us as individuals has to step up and do our part, it's extremely hard to organize this kind of a society-wide effort without real political leadership. So I remain very concerned about the low rankings of the president and, frankly, the low rankings of the Congress. If we don't have good leadership in Washington, it's going to be very tough to make the kind of progress at the speed we need on a very tough issue.
Daniel Esty is director of the Yale Center for Environmental Law and Policy. Thank you so much, sir.
It's a pleasure to have been with you.
Just ahead, writer Barry Lopez takes us to the water under a dry stream bed. It's part of our Home Ground series on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from you, our listeners, and from member stations. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.